Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at kxnt.com. Here's Alan Stock.
It's becoming much clearer that Joe Biden is either losing his mind or he's just parroting information that's being fed to him. Whichever way it is, there should be much concern that he is actually a serious candidate for the presidency. In a friendly interview on MSNBC, Biden said President Trump is rooting for more violence, not less. He said he believes the president views all the violence racking this country as a potential benefit to him. Now, this is the same presidential candidate who is supposed to exude leadership. During the 3 months of street violence, Biden has made a point time after time to say how much he supports the right for people to peacefully protest police abuse of minorities. No one has disagreed with the right to peacefully protest, and the operative word is peacefully. Biden has had almost nothing to say about the multitude of riots in major cities controlled by Democrat mayors. Occasionally, he has made a comment to condemn the violence, but the comments have been fleeting, and his contention that the president is rooting for violence is countered by the president's words and actions. Since the first protests erupted into riots in Minneapolis, the president offered federal assistance. The Minneapolis mayor and governor of Minnesota rejected the president's offer. The president condemned the violence. When riots took root in Portland and Seattle and destruction rained on business after business, the president offered federal assistance. When Antifa and Black Lives Matter thugs occupied part of the downtown Seattle area, the response by the mayor was not only hands-off, but she laughed it off as referring to it as the summer of love. After shootings occurred and people died, the mayor allowed for a tepid response that very sensitively retook the area. Presidential offers to assist in Seattle were rejected. Nonetheless, the president condemned the violence. When rioters threatened to burn down the Mark Hatfield Federal Courthouse in Portland and the mayor had the police stand down, the president offered federal assistance. He was told to keep out of Portland. When it was clear that the courthouse would be set afire, the president sent in federal agents to protect federal property that local officials refused to protect. And once again, the president condemned the violence. When violence resulted in death and destruction in Chicago, New York, Atlanta, Kenosha, and other American cities, the president offered federal assistance time after time. And time after time, the president's offers were rejected, and time after time, the president condemned the violence. But Joe Biden is still not clear on the concept. In that same MSNBC interview, he reflected on his time as vice president. Of the Obama-Biden administration, he said, quote, "For the last 4 years, we weren't having riots, racial riots. When they occurred, we didn't have to call in the National Guard," end of quote. Wait a minute, riots didn't happen, but when they did? In 2014, there were riots in Ferguson, Missouri, after a false narrative angered people. That narrative was that a white cop shot a black 18-year-old who had his hands up. That, of course, was a gigantic lie. And the National Guard was indeed called in to quell the riots. And meanwhile, President Trump continues to condemn the violence. If the president were in fact rooting for more violence, why would he have been condemning the acts of violence, the burning, the looting, the beatings of innocents time after time? Democrats are freaking out that they will lose the election and lose it by numbers they hadn't anticipated. And their standard bearer keeps making gaffe after gaffe. So while Joe Biden keeps parroting that information that's being fed to him, the president continues to offer assistance while he condemns the violence. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.